Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I'm the supervisor that works over in the fraud division. May I have your first and your last name?
Susan Broadhead. I called Verizon, chief of Verizon last, I think it was either Friday or Saturday, because somebody was in my phone. I would even try to call or dial someone, and they would stop me from dialing. They were actually in my phone. If I would try and tell somebody that I had somebody hacking my phone, they would even stop me from commenting and telling the person. But I finally got a hold of the chief of security of Verizon, got a hold of me. I didn't use my phone for an entire week. I was completely hacked. They were in my phone. They were even taking pictures when I was in my room. The only time I ever leave my phone up, because it's on a charger facing up, They were in my phone taking pictures, getting a hold of my contacts. They lost my contacts. It was crazy. I was completely hacked, and the chief security was taking care of it. I didn't make any phone calls or do any business last week.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Verify your shipping address for me.
In fact, they even said they knew where I lived and that they were at my house at one point. They knew my address. I had never told anybody my address. 14857 South Avida, Kakuna, Sarita, Arizona. I just moved here. 85629.
Okay, so now I was listening to everything that you were stating to me, but I still just have to ask you the questions, okay, before I go with the fraud investigation. Now,
that's fine.
Okay, so this account here was opened the 22nd of January, which it was for a sweepstake offer for a tablet, which the shipping cost was at $7.95. Do you recall doing anything like that?
No.
Okay,
no.
Got it.
I'm very careful about stuff like that. I'm on Social Security, and I have, like, a very limited income.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so you
I
also...
check all those terms and conditions and stuff like that, because I know that there's all kinds of crazy stuff hooked up to that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, because you...
So I check that kind of stuff out. I mean, I'm like... I was in tears because he's reading my messages to me. He's, oh, you're on disability, and there's money out there from the state. Oh, you can even get a job offer. I mean, I said, who are you? What is your purpose? What have
right.
I done to you? I'm a good person. Leave me alone. I ended up so stressed. I ended up in bed for 4 days.
Oh, I can understand that. Yeah, those hackers, they are something else at times. I can understand. Okay, now you have the charge also of $54.97. So what we do here is we'll take the IP address that's associated on this account.
My Google, I've changed my email address. So it's completely changed now.
Okay, and this, let me make sure this is the one that we have. Now, the one that they used was SUSANCAYLOR10@gmail.com. That's the one that you had to change?
It's not there anymore.
Got it. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the IP address that is associated on this account. We do turn it over to your local police department. Now, they're just the ones that's going to take the IP address. They're going to let us know who's the owner of the IP address, the type of device.
Well, that used to be one of my email addresses, but it was one of the ones that was being used that shouldn't have been. And I've got two of them that I've got rid of. Like, I used to use Susan Elaine 03 all the time. Don't use it anymore. I've got a brand new one I use.
Okay.
That's what the chief of security told me to do.
Okay.
Pick a whole new one and don't go back to old ones.
Right. That is correct. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So
we'll share it.
And that is correct as well. And try not to use a common password as well, because it's, you know, it's not hard to figure it out.
Right.
Okay. Now we can do the investigation for you. And once we get all that information back, whomever comes back to be the person that hacked your account, then we will prosecute that person. But if you want to go through with the investigation, I can refund the payments back to you as well.
Yeah, because I don't know who this hacker was.
Right, I understand that, but we can find out for you. That's not an issue, okay?
Okay. Yeah, if you check with Verizon Chief of Security, they might be able to help too.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, hold on for just a moment for him. Let me process your refunds, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Yeah,
thank
there
you.
was one for $6.95 and then for $54.97. I was blown away.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I'm gonna refund back to you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, you're more than welcome. Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so I got everything taken care of on our end. Made sure that everything is canceled so they won't try to use your information. And we also, it's like other services that we do represent, but with this account being blacklisted, they won't be able to use any of your information. So you don't have to worry about that with any more charges from us. And then that $54.97 and the $7.95. Just give it 3 to 5 business days, and you'll get both of those amounts back into your account.
Thank you so much.
And you are more than welcome, ma'am. And thank you again for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.